We are going to make a clock. To make a clock, you start with a circle. Close your eyes and try to think of what you would find on a clock. The first thing you think of is probably numbers. A clock has the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Let's start putting the numbers on the clock. At the very top, we put the number 12. After that, we put the other numbers around the clock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Our clock is still missing something. Oh, that's right. It needs to have a big hand and a little hand. We call them hands, but they really look more like pointers. And that's what they do. They point at the numbers. This is how we know what time it is. The big hand tells you the minutes. The little hand tells you the hour. We say the hour first, then the minutes. When the big hand points at 12, we know every time we say will end with O clock. Let me show you what I mean. Now the little hand is pointing at 6, while the big hand points at 12. 6 is our hour, so we say that first. 6. Since our big hand is pointing to 12, we know we have to say O clock next. So the time on our clock right now is 6 o'clock. This is another way you can see 6 o'clock on a clock. This is called a digital clock. It's like what you would find on an alarm clock next to your bed. It shows you the numbers without the hands on the clock. But we still read it the same way. You say the hours first and the minutes last. 6 is our hour, and the 2 zeros, that means o'clock. So it is 6 o'clock. Now, let's go back to our round clock, and we'll add our digital clock. We will go around and say all of the o'clocks. Remember, the big hand will always be pointing at the 12 if we are saying our o'clocks. This is 1 o'clock. This is 2 o'clock. This is 3 o'clock. This is 4 o'clock. This is 5 o'clock. This is 6 o'clock. This is 7 o'clock. This is 8 o'clock. This is 9 o'clock. This is 10 o'clock. This is 11 o'clock. And this is 12 o'clock. It is a little bit tricky because both of the pointers, the big hand and the little hand, are pointing at the 12. But don't let it fool you. You say the number, which is 12, and then you say o'clock, because the big hand is pointing at the 12 also. 12 o'clock. Did you know that the clock actually goes around 2 times in a day? It does. We have 2 1 o'clocks, 2 2 o'clocks, 2 3 o'clocks, 2 4 o'clocks, 2 5 o'clocks, 2 6 o'clocks, 2 7 o'clocks, 2 8 o'clocks, 2 9 o'clocks, 2 10 o'clocks, 2 11 o'clocks, and 2 12 o'clocks. Because we have 24 hours in a day. We are going to look at the things that you usually do during a day. We're going to show you daytime hours and nighttime hours. Let's start with daytime hours. At 7 o'clock, we eat our cereal. At 8 o'clock, we come to school. At 9 o'clock, we are doing our schoolwork. At 10 o'clock, we usually do our physical activities. At 11 o'clock, we are eating lunch. At 12 o'clock, we go to music class. At 1 o'clock, we do math. At 2 o'clock, we eat a snack. At 3 o'clock, we get our book bags and get ready to go home. At 4 o'clock, we are home. At 5 o'clock, we play outside. And at 6 o'clock, we do our homework. Then it gets dark outside. Let's talk about what we do when it's dark outside. At 7 o'clock, we eat dinner. At 8 o'clock, we spend time with our family. At 9 o'clock, we go to bed. We have to be well rested so we can come back to school the next day. So we stay in that bed until 6 o'clock the next morning. This is when we brush our teeth. After that, it becomes daylight outside, and we start back over with our cereal. Now you know how time works.